This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is War in Ukraine Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. As the war grinds on, the Russian economy faces increasing isolation, months of sanctions trying to offset the consequences at home. Vladimir Putin is doing his best to cozy up to China, one of the few remaining countries that is openly friendly toward Russia. The two countries announcing a new bridge of special symbolic meaning in hopes of boosting trade. This comes as the World Trade Organization is warning that the war could lead to a global food crisis that could last for years.
There has been some speculation that Putin is focused on disrupting Ukraine's grain and wheat production and exports for the precise purpose of causing food shortages. The hopes that will lead to the international community pressuring the Ukrainians, well, no matter the motivation, Russia's war, it is causing reverberations far beyond the borders of Ukraine. With us to break this all down is Andrew Jenks, professor and Russia expert at Long Beach State. Professor, let's start with the food crisis. Now, this was something that analysts warned about before Russia's invasion even started, and now we are seeing the effects.
Yeah, this is, Putin surcharge on everything that we're seeing in the grocery stores. And the food crisis is a result of conscious policy by Putin to blockade the Black Sea and the exit from the Black Sea for all the Ukrainian wheat and corn and other agricultural products that supply a huge chunk of Africa and the Middle East with their foodstuffs. And this is having a rebound effect that is increasing inflation throughout the world for food. Ukraine was known, rightly so, in the 19th and 20th century as the breadbasket of Europe and of the world. And now, of course, that breadbasket is not being shared.
So am I right then that while this may and is going to create a food shortage crisis in underdeveloped parts of the world, here in the U.S., it will translate basically into you go to the supermarket and that, you know, package of pasta you pick up is going to cost you a lot more.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing that's happening with oil. So if you take, you know, a certain quantity of a product, oil or wheat, out of the global markets, you create a condition of shortage that will drive inflation. And that's precisely what we're experiencing.
There was some effort on the part of the UN and aid groups to say, okay, let's just let some of this grain out of the warehouses. Let's do a corridor. Let's get it to places that really, really need it. Because there's all these aid groups to say we can't get our hands on enough things for all these people. Is there any movement on that? Or is it just the opposite, where I've seen some accounts of Russian ships filled with this that they've taken, and they're going to ports and saying, look at how good we are. We're going to give it to you. We're going to sell it to you.
Yeah, there's a on the one hand, there's a kind of a cynical approach that the story that you just mentioned embodies. But another aspect of this, though, is that Putin wants the rest of the world to feel the pain that Russians are feeling, in particular Putin and the oligarchs are feeling as a result of these sanctions that have been imposed. So this is a tit-for-tat sort of vengeance strategy in addition to many other things on the part of Putin. And he doesn't care about the pain that he causes innocent people, either in Ukraine, obviously, or the rest of the world who have to pay this Putin surcharge when they go to the grocery store.
So what does Russia becoming friendlier with China mean?
Well, this is basically the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Russia and China have had a contentious relationship along their very long border for centuries. Russia may cozy up to China in order to establish a trade relationship that will provide an outlet for its what it has to sell to replace what the Europeans aren't buying. But this is a dangerous game for Russia to play, because I think that it's an unequal situation whereby China may be the side that gets far more out of this than Russia. Just to give you an example of this, the Amur River Basin, which is the border that separates Russia from China, they've built this new bridge and they're celebrating it as a sort of a friendship bridge that will promote economic ties and so forth and so on. But if you go to the Amur River Basin in the last 10 years, you'll see on the Russian side poverty. You'll see hopelessness, a shrinking population. If you look just across the border over the Amur River, which is the border between China and Russia, you'll see skyscrapers going up, and you'll see flotillas of Chinese boats sucking raw materials, the lumber, the oil, the iron ore, the precious metals out of Siberia and into China. And I think the only way that Russia benefits from this is that those oligarchs that own all those resources, they'll get even more filthy rich than they've already been. But I'm not sure that this is going to be for the benefit of the Russian nation and its strength vis-a-vis China.
In the short term, though, with some sales of goods or oil and some trade with all these sanctions on them, that could help a little bit. I mean, what do we know about how the Russian economy is doing right now? There was some statement from the Kremlin the other day saying it's they're not affecting us as much as anyone had thought. Well, OK, if you thought it was going to be super awful and it's just kind of awful, it's still awful at the end of the day.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of bravado in all of that kind of talk, and I think we shouldn't take it too seriously. But one thing we should recognize is that I think that Russians have a much higher tolerance for deprivation than Americans, for example. And that's something that Putin can count on. In this time of crisis, and let's be clear, Russian citizens, by and large, are rallying around the Russian war effort and are willing to make the sacrifices for it. Russians are willing to give up some of their consumer, comforts, creature comforts, in ways I think that would be difficult for Americans or, let's say, British or French people to do. And so the amount of pain that Russia can suffer economically is much higher, relatively speaking, than the amount of pain that we might be willing to endure in the United States. So that's just something to keep in mind, that the economic impact may not be decisive in changing Putin's strategy of war with Ukraine.
Andrew Jenks, professor and Russia expert at Long Beach State. This is an Odyssey original. Find us and others on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.